Rachel Greenberg, and this is Volta Insider. I'm here at the 2017 White House Correspondents' Weekend Garden Brunch. This annual event welcomes the hardworking women and men of Washington, D.C., and people from all over the world who have a stake in what happens here in our nation's capital. This weekend marks the 103rd White House Correspondents Association dinner and the first of the Trump administration. This year, the Garden Brunch is honoring two pillars of American democracy, military veterans and the press. So, we're talking to people about the importance of supporting our troops and their families and what it means to have a free press. Welcome to Volta Insider.
So, I'm Megan Ogilvie, and I'm the CEO of Dog Tag Inc.
I'm Cedric Banks, and I am the CEO of the Gene Life Institute and also an alum of the Dog Tag program.
And could you tell us a little bit about the Dog Tag program from the CEO perspective and as someone who has gone through the program?
Sure. So Dog Tag Inc. is a nonprofit. We're a 501c3 based right here in Washington, D.C. We recruit veterans of service-connected disabilities, spouses, and caregivers to go through a five-month fellowship program where they earn a certificate in business administration from Georgetown University while utilizing our small business of a bakery right here in Georgetown as experiential learning, an incubator to understand small business and entrepreneurship. And then on top of that, we work on the soft skills, provide different workshops on the culture of going back into the workforce, as well as empowering to understand what the next steps mean for them. So the goal of our program is for each fellow to come in and define what success means to them and to allow us to be part of that journey and getting them launched moving forward.
Wonderful.
That was pretty good. Yeah. The only thing she forgot is, one, Dog Tag, I believe it's a pioneer. And it's a family entity. And what I mean by family is when you join the program, you come there for the business entrepreneurship, to learn and to start your own business and entrepreneurship. But you quickly become part of a family. And that family supports you on your growth path. And I think that's the most critical piece, where you feel like, I got a force backing me. You know, you're not by yourself. You and I both know when you take two or three and you put them together, when you band them together, they're a lot stronger. And that's not just the students within the program. It's the whole team. It's the staff included. I feel like not that we just grow or that we just, the students just cause each other to grow, but the whole staff, all the students, the whole team grew together as a team. And to me, with my own business, that tells me what's important. Family and close friends and unity and people to have your back. And I think when you think of all the other nonprofit organizations, there's some great nonprofit organization out there for veterans. But most nonprofit organizations cover a piece of the pie. I think when you think about Dog Tag Bakery, no pun intended, it is the pie. And I mean, you can see why. It's a bakery, so, and it's delicious. But it really is the cradle to operational in reference to self-development and professional development.
That was good, too.
Can you tell us a little bit about the business you have built after graduating from the program?
I have a business called the Genuine Life Institute, where I do consulting, training, coaching, and speaking. When I was going through the Dog Tag program, I had a business idea in my head. I felt like I put the cart before the horse. I walked in and Dog Tag instantly showed me that I wasn't where I thought I was, and it made me go back and reassess myself, who I was, and reassess where I was at in my life, and then reassess where I wanted to go, and then reassess how I was called to do that. And this is one of the biggest things I take away from Dog Tag is my company is a stimic of Dog Tag. And so my company helps people understand who they are. If I took all your tangibles away from you, this microphone, your dress, your parties, your friends, your car, your house, your family, and you were sitting alone by yourself, who would you be? And then assessing your life and going, what are the important things in my life that really matter? What are the things I value? you know, if it's relationship, if it's friendship, if it's self-development, if it's family, what are those things I actually value? And what do you look at? How do they look on a scale from 1 to 10? And then what can I do to improve in those areas? How can I create breakthroughs in those areas to bring them up to where I feel totally fulfilled in my life and I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket? And then have you stop and go, now that I got my life to a level that I wanted, what am I truly called to do? And how do I discover that? And this is what my company do. Our slogan is, we help you get your life back. We give you your life back. And that's what we do. Right now, we're partnering with a company called Best Friends, Best Men, where we go into high schools and junior high school, and we talk to the youth. I talk to a lot of the young men. I give them workshops in reference to what I just talked to you about, and also drug awareness and abuse and self-development. So this is like my passion. This is what I love doing, because this is what helped me to discover not only who I was in the military, but overall who Cedric is, the person Cedric, you know? Because we wear many hats. And sometimes we got to take a step back away from those hats and rediscover who we are.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
What advice would you guys give to people who are thinking about applying to dog tag programs?
We look for those that are really have that yearning for learning, that are really wanting to figure out that next step. We don't really look for the right answer. We always look for the real answer. So coming in with motivation to start your own business, to figure out if going back into the corporate world is your next step, but being vulnerable and open to that, and then just coming in with an attitude of that you want to not only improve yourself, but be part of a unit and be part of a team of encouraging others to move forward. So, you know, we focus on success, and again, we define it in so many different ways. It allows an opportunity for you to discover it over the 5 months. And Cedric is a perfect example of that.
I think she said it best. She mentioned self, becoming self-aware of who you are and where you're at. She mentioned team. How can I get back to the people directly with me, and then to a bigger audience? And then success, what does that look like for me? Because success looks different for everyone. And I have to go, hold on, I'm not going to look around to understand what success looks like, because I don't want to plagiarize everyone else. I don't want to be a carbon copy or bootleg somebody. I want to look at myself and discover what success looks like for me. And if it's your new normal, or if it's your beginning, or if it's a continuation. So I would say, it's interesting, because you can't really put it in words in reference to what you get out of the program. I could give you the practicals, but I can't give you the emotional. It's like being in a relationship. I've asked, hey, why are you with that person? You can give me some of the practical things, but you only know in your heart the emotional part that draws you to that person. And that's how the dog tag program is. I guarantee you ask anyone who went through the program, they're gonna tell you it was an amazing program. I would do it again, just to do it again. You know? I'm like, can I do it again, huh, can I? Because I think you will learn something each and every time. And I go back and talk to the students, and just hearing them sharing their experience, their growth pairs, their friendship. And if you ever go on a website, you can see the joy in the students. And that's the thing, when you can see joy in someone, that is good. That's when you know a program is successful. And when they show up at events, you know, like now, on a Saturday.
Yeah. So. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time out.
Thank you for listening to Volta Insider. This has been a production of Haddad Media. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and check out more of our interviews on voltainsider.com.